This is the first part. We have to touch Viridian Metta.
Now, here is the 第五个偈颂. Now, 它的意思呢是, 只要会招智者谴责,即使是小事也不做, 然后愿一切有情幸福安稳自由极乐. 那尊者说呢, 这一个偈颂呢, 是我们要开始学习如何散播慈心了.
Okay, here we also have to analyze again. Kuda, Acara, Kinchi. Kuda means small or inferior. Acara means practice. So inferior practice, that means evil doing. Doing evil.
那在这里呢, 尊者说也要分析一下他的这个巴利句子, 巴利字, 这个Kuda的意思呢, 就是很细小, 很微细的意思。 Achari的意思是去做的意思, 应当去做的意思。
Now we can also say kuda is small, that means even small offense or small mistakes. So we should not do even slight offense.
那这kuda呢,它是小的意思,也可以说是小的,就是小的犯错。
Then here it also mentioned the sandhika adinava. That means sometimes some mistakes. It will affect in this very life. Then it can produce its result in this very life. That's why we should not do even small offense or slight offense.
嗯, what is the Bali word?
Bali word is actually in the Bali.
Okay, yes,
yeah.
I call it
okay.
OK, 他这里就说呢, 即使是很小的过失呢, 也不做, 因为他在这一生呢, 可能他也会给他的果报的。
So, then what kind of slight offense? What are the mentioned here? Yena vinyu pare upavadeyo. Vinyu mean wiseness, pare mean ada. Ada wiseness. May revoke. So then if the offense is verified, all is verified, the wise men will revoke. That's why we should not do that kind of things.
那这里他说的是,即使是小的过失也不做, 什么是小的过失呢? 他的意思呢, 在这里是说, 的意思就是, 有智慧的人呢, 他会谴责, 他的意思是, 只要这种行为呢, 是, 会遭到有智慧的人谴责的话呢, 我们就不应该去做。
So when we say we knew, we can also say noble person. Not only wise, it also noble person.
那在这里呢,这个we knew的意思呢,它不只是指有智慧的人,它也是指圣者。
Fine, but what I say, talk about only we knew, only wise person or noble person. Fine, isn't what I say, unwise or ignoble person.
为什么佛陀只是说 renew 就是说他只是说有智慧或是圣者 他不说那些没智慧非圣者的人呢
So then an unwise man will make blameless in what we call anavaja as blameable savaja
因为呢一个没有智慧的人呢 他会把不该受谴责的事情当作是受谴责
So here, anavaja, blameless means, now here we also say, wise man or noble person will not blame. That kind of action is called blameless.
那在这里呢, 我们说的不受谴责的事情, anavaja, 就是说, 有智慧的人或是圣者呢，他都不会谴责的事情。What about
blaming ourselves? Sometimes we blame ourselves, right?
Okay. 那就是说，有时呢，我们也会谴责自己，对吗？
Sure. After making mistakes, we also blame ourselves.
当我们犯了一些过失过后呢，我们也是会谴责自己的。
So, this will be the same if we have to blame ourselves, even if very slight offense, don't do it.
那同样的，如果说呢，我们会谴责自己的话呢，那就算那个过失是很小，我们也不要去犯，也不要去做。
So here, mention unwise person will make blameless as blameable.
那这里有说到，就是说，一个没有智慧的人呢，他会把不该受谴责的事情呢，当做是该受谴责的。So
contrary to it, you can't understand. Blameable as blameless.
那相对的，就是说，当应该是受谴责的，他就应当受谴责。So
we have another one. Apa sawaja, slightest offense as heavy offense, maha sawaja. So that means, unwise men will make the slightest offense as heavy offense.
那在这里呢，也有说到这个 apa sawaja。 阿巴萨瓦加就是很小的过失，然后这个马哈萨瓦加就是很严重的过失。那一个没有智慧的人呢，他会把小的过失当做是严重的过失。
So sometimes the offense, the message is very small, but because of complaining, that it becomes very big, right?
就是说呢，有时候呢，一些过失其实是很小的，但是因为经过投诉呢，它就变得很大，变得很严重。
Okay, here also, actually in William we have many different types of offense. We have very severe offense, second severe offense, other than we have minor offense.
在比丘戒律里面呢，也是有过失，有严重的，有第二级的严重的过失，也有很小的过失，他们有分成不同种过失。
Then, the Buddha also say, not pondering upon anything, an unwise man will talk about greatness of a blameworthy person, then in Bali we call Avanarahasa Vanabhasati, and also disgrace of praiseworthy person, Vanarahasa Avanabhasati.
佛陀也是有说，在没有做过任何的思考前呢，有一个没有智慧的人呢，他会谈论，比方一个该受谴责的人的伟大，但是呢，他又把一个该受称赞的人的，他会谈论他的羞耻，这样。So
similarly, we got to understand, Buddha pondering upon anything, they may say small offense as big offense.
同样的，就是当 一个没有智慧的人，他在还没有做任何思考前呢，他会把很小的过失呢当做是很严重的过失。So
when we talk about kusala, we have to know this too, right? Whenever actually here I always talk about kusala. Kusala means kusala. Anavaja means blameless. Sukha upaka, happy results or good results.
尊者说三样，就是第一个是苦沙，就是善，然后阿那瓦加就是不受谴责，还有那个 happy result 就是好的结果，开心的结果。
So that means, okay, now I should talk about offense a little more, right? Because if we learn properly, we can know what point we make very heavy offense. Most of the offense come from our mind. So if our mind only have very strong definitions, we will do papasi, or we will make very strong efforts, sure, it will be very heavy, aho sangama.
那尊者说呢，在这里他要给大家解释这个过失。他说，如果说我们可以很好的、很正确的学习什么是过失的话呢？ 我们就我们应该这样子学习，因为呢我们要懂得什么是很严重的过失。通常呢很严重的过失是因为我们心里面有很强的那种烦恼，让我们呢去做出这些很强的很重的过失。那我们需要学习，需要去了解这一点，因为当我们犯了很强的过失的时候呢，我们会造下很重的业。
So if we don't have very strong defilement, although we don't make very strong efforts, we have made unintentionally, for example, by accident, we have made some mistakes, it will be very minor offense.
听着说呢，当我们没有很强的烦恼，也没有很强的那种努力去犯下这些错误，只是很无意的去犯下一些错误，通常呢这些错误呢它都是很小的这样子。
So now what I want to talk about unwise man, he has both of those faith, both of ponderance upon anything. So that means they will not think about anything, they will think, they will choose what they like and dislike. That's one.Although it's blameworthy, they will pray.
那尊者呢说，佛陀讲一个没有智慧的人，他有讲过，我没有做任何思考。他刚才有讲过这一句，佛陀说他没有经过任何思考，他没有想任何东西，他就去犯下那些错误。他只是根据他的喜欢和不喜欢，他去做，他没有想过的。
So similarly.It's praiseworthy person that they may blame.
所以呢，如果是一个不该受谴责的事情呢，他们都会把它当成应该受谴责。同样的，一个人如果他是一个伟大的人，他不该受谴责，他们也会去谴责这个人。
So that means if unwise people complain, this is sometimes truth, sometimes untruth. That is why we don't consider the right.
所以呢，有时候一个没有智慧的人，他投诉的话呢，可能他有时候讲的是真实的，有时候他讲的不是真实的。所以呢，尊者说他们也不一定会接受他为是对的。
So the wise man or noble person will ponder upon everything, then they will praise and they will blame according to their action, and whether they are right or wrong.
如果是一个有智慧的人或是一个圣者呢，他首先他会先做思考，然后呢如果是应该受到谴责呢，他们会谴责，如果应该受到称赞的呢，他们会称赞，他们会根据对不对来做他们的称赞或是谴责。
So that's why here the Buddha says we should not do even the slightest offense that can beThe wise man may revoke.
所以呢，在这里呢，佛陀已经说了，我们呢，即使一件事情是一件很小的事情，如果它会遭到智者或是圣者谴责呢，我们就不应该去做。
Okay, this is the last part of meditation quality. Okay.
那尊者说呢，这是这个慈心里面所讲的最后一个数字。
So we will have review.Because it's too long, right? We would have reviewed all the things. Come out again.
那尊者说他现在要总结所有的这些数字，因为很长嘛，他要再总结过一次。
So the first one, start from second means ability or making effort or not being lazy.
那第一个呢是 support 意思是有能力。
Then.They also have already talked about many things, right? We must learn how to survive, etc. We must be skillful.
那尊者说呢，他也有解释了，就是为了要有时候我们是为了要生存，所以我们也要懂得善巧。
Then Uchu upright. They also mentioned we must be honest or sincere, bodily and bodily.
那第二个数字呢是无助，就是正直。那这里尊者有讲到，我们要诚实，我们要有诚心，就是说我们的身语都要诚实有诚心。
So not pretending or not resilient, not in the same quality.
他的意思就是说，不要做作，不要虚伪，然后不要让人知道一些其实你是没有的那些数字。
Right, 数字，数字 means we must not cover our mistakes. We must open our, we must confess our mistakes.
那第三个是数字，数字是非常正直。他意思就是说，我们不应该隐瞒自己的过失。
So if we are honest bodily.Bodily and mentally, that means 数字。
所以呢，如果我们是身与意都正直的话呢，这个就是数字。
像数字讲 obedience, that means if someone advises, or if someone if we have good advice, then we have to accept and follow their guidance.
书就的意思呢，就是说当有人他们给予我们很好的建议或是劝告的话呢，我们应该接受，然后跟随他们的劝告。
Then mudu, mudu means soft or flexible.
然后 mudu, mudu 意思就是很柔和柔软，还有很灵活。
So that means when we are practicing, three trainings, or when we haveSome proper guidance, our mind should be flexible.
意思呢，就是当我们在修习这个三学的时候呢，或是当我们有人很正统的、很正确的指导我们的时候呢，我们的心应该要有灵活。
So, if improper guidance, sure, we don't need to stop or flexible, right?
就是说，如果说他的教导呢是不对的、是不正确的话呢，那我们也不需要柔和。
Another one is anapi mani, not being proud or arrogant.
那第六个呢是 anapi mani, 它意思就是不骄慢，不傲慢。
So if we are so proud, our minds are not very flexible, right?
如果说呢我们很骄傲的话呢，我们的心也会不灵活。
Then again, santusaka.Contentment. So I have said three types of contentment. The contentment with whatever thing we catch, the contentment with whatever thing we can use, the contentment with whatever suitable for us.
还有第七个数字呢是三足三足，那意思是知足。那在这里呢，尊者已经跟大家解释过三种知足。第一种呢是对自己所拥有的感到知足，第二呢是对现在能用的资具呢感到知足，第三种呢是适合自己的应该满足，也要感到知足。
No, yeah, subala, subala means easy to be pleased or supported by others. Then we must be easy to be supported by other people.
那第八个数字呢是 subaru, 它意思就是庇护词。
可以。Actually, Buddha also says, here, I have a listener, that's right, right? The Buddha also says, rejecting whatever people offer is also not wise. Accepting whatever people offer is also not wise.
那就是在这里他要讲在讲说啊，佛陀有说呢，当我们拒绝别人的供养呢，也是没有智慧；当我们接受别人的供养呢，也是没有智慧。
So enough must be enough, right?
足够就是足够了。
Then another one, apagija. Apagija means not being busy.
第九呢是 apagija, 它的意思呢就是少事务，不要太繁忙。
So there I also have already explained, busy with family, friends, associations, and many other things.
那在这里呢，尊者也是解释了，如果我们太过繁忙，比如跟朋友跟家人等等太多的事情事物太繁忙了。
Then again, we have Sanhuka Uti, easy and simple lifestyle.
那第十个呢是 Sanhuka Uti, 它的意思就是生活简简。
So that means we must not keep many, many unnecessary things in our hands.
就是我们不应该收集很多没有必要的东西。
Then the next one, s Sanghinriya, count five ideas. That means we have to train eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body, and mind.
第十一个呢是三定觉，也意思是诸根清净。这里呢尊者说我们需要训练我们的眼耳鼻舌身意门。
And Nipaka, why?
那第十二个呢是 Nipako, wise, 就是贤明。
So wise means we must learn how to protect and how to preserve our morality.
那贤明的意思呢，是我们应该要知道如何保护和保持我们的戒。
So we must be wise enough to catch seven spiritual conditions.
那在这里呢，我们也要有智慧，要懂得如何去获得七种合适的条件。
This is called nibbana.
这就叫做贤明。
Then, apakah boleh not being polite?We must avoid impoliteness, bodily, verbally, and mentally.
Apagabo, 第十三个数字，就是我们不无礼，就是说我们应该身与意都有礼貌。
Then, next one is Kulesu Ananugido, Kulesu Ananugido. That means no attachment to the family, especially devotees.
那第十四个呢是苦累数阿难卢吉多，它的意思呢就是不执着居家，尤其是不执着净土。
Now finally, we have already explained to now, not a kuta machare, not practicing any inferior dhamma, that is a blame or revoked by the wise.
那第十五个呢就是 Nacha Kuda Machari Chonchi， 那意思呢就是我们即使只要是任何小事，只要会遭到智者谴责的呢，我们都不去做。
So these are the quality of meditators. When we have all these qualities, we can improve ourselves very quickly.
那尊者说呢，这十五个数字呢是成就者必备的必须具备的数字。那如果说我们有这些数字的话呢，我们就可以很快的产生进步。
So all the there are 15 qualities.
那这里总共有15种数字。
So if we have all the 15, we can attain jhana, father personality, nirvana very quickly. If we have maybe 14, 13, 10 or something like that, gradually it will become slower.
那就是说，如果呢，我们有所有十五个数字的话呢，我们就很快能够成就禅定、道果和涅槃。但是呢，如果说我们只有十四、十三，或是更少的数字的话呢，那我们的成就就会很慢，越来越慢。
So if we have seven, how will happen? Half already, right? Less than half.
就是说，如果我们只有七个数字呢，那怎么办呢？我们就一半而已哦。
If we have three, one, sure, we cannot expect anything.
那尊者说，如果我们只有三个数字或者一个数字，那我们不要期望任何东西。
Okay, after that, the Buddha also explains how we should relate metta to other living beings.
那过后呢，佛陀也解释如何散播慈心给其他的众生。
Then what also mentioned here in the Pali mission, Sukhi Noah Kemi No. Sabha Sata Bhavandu Sukhi Tata.
Okay, 在这第五个偈颂呢，佛陀也是有就是这边有讲到就是 Sukhi Noah. 这个呢他的意思呢是愿一切有情幸福安稳自有其乐。
Sukhi No Mi, Heaven Happiness.
Sukino 的意思是幸福啊。
Sukino means fearless. Or you also can say non-distress.
Kimino 的意思呢是无所畏惧安稳。
Then we can also translate Kimino as safe and secure.
k even though 我们也可以翻译成很安全、很安稳的意思。
That means making ready a metta to all living beings. May all living beings be sukhinottara, happy and safe.
那我们也可以这样子散播慈心给众生，愿他们幸福，愿他们安全。
So make that to a mission sati sata. That means all the living beings. That's why we can really may all living beings be happy and safe.
那这里前面呢，我们先要讲，我们先要念 sabbesada。sabbesada 的意思是所有的众生。那我们愿所有的众生幸福，然后安全。
So in the very beginning of Metta Sutta, I have already quoted you. This Metta Sutta is not for beginners. This is for advanced meditators.
那尊者说呢，在开始他在开始解释这部此经的时候呢，他已经有跟大家说过，这部经呢其实它不是给初学者，它是给比较高级的修学者修行人的。
So we have to know what is sattva metta.
尊者说我们需要知道什么是成功的此经。
If we can break down the barrierThen our metta is successful.
如果说呢，我们可以破除界限的话呢，那我们可以讲我们的慈心是成功的。
So in this Buddha, the Buddha didn't explain how to break down the barrier.
但是呢，在这部经里面呢，佛陀没有解释如何破除这个界限。
Then we can understand the quality of Dhamma listeners.
那我们可以明白这个在听法的学员里面的这个素质。
Since the Buddha didn't mention anything about breaking down barriers, all the kind of bhikkhus have already know how to break down barriers.
因为在讲这部经的时候呢，佛陀他没有提到如何破除界限。那我们从这里我们也可以明白说，这五百位比丘其实他们已经懂得如何破除界限。
So it's not necessary that when Buddha will never say that kind of things.
所以因为那个时候呢不需要，所以佛陀没有讲，没有教导说如何破除戒性。
Okay, now we were talking about how to break down barriers, right?
就是说这里呢他要解释如何破除戒性。
Actually, we can find that kind of explanationAnd Buddhism is a mega, Visuddhi mega, and so on.
就是说，他的解释呢，如果去破除界限呢，比如我们在清净道论还是歪解道里面都可以找到。
But anyway, now we will use the Pali passage mentioned in Metta Sutta. May all living beings be happy and safe, right? We will use this passage.
那尊者说他要用这部经里面的巴利文所讲到，就是愿一切众生幸福、安全、安稳。
So when we have in our daily times, we all have our own too. That means may all living beings be free from danger.
那在我们的日常生活中，我们也会用这一句巴利文，就是 Avira Hundu， 它的意思就是愿一切众生没有危险。
Then also equal to safe and secure。
它的意思也是愿众生安全安稳的意思。
Then Avira Hundu may all living beings be free from mental pain。
然后呢，第二句就是 Avira Hundu， 它的意思就是愿众生呢。没有内心的痛苦。
Aniga Hontu, may all living beings be free from bodily pain.
然后第三句呢 ，Aniga Hontu 的，我是愿众生呢没有身体的痛苦。
So these two are equal to happiness.
那这两句呢，其实等同于快乐，我是幸福。
Now finally, we also have Yatana, sorry, Sukhiyatana, Bhariharantu.What do we translate? May everyone happy.、
还有最后一句呢是 Sukhi Atanam Pariharan Ju， 这一句呢是愿众生安稳快乐。
Actually, if we translate according to Bali grammar, Sukhi means happily, Atanam means our body, Pariharan Ju means brain. May I be able to bring my body happily? Okay.
Bring. Okay. 如果我们是翻译这个巴利字的话呢 ，Sukhi 呢是快乐，Atanam 是 Atanam is 什么
？Our body.
Body. 我们的身体。然后 Pariharani 的意思呢，就是带给我们，带给我的意思。
So anyway, now when we are going to break down the barrier.We love ourselves most. That is why we have to really make that to ourselves.
那如果我们要破除这个界限的话呢？因为我们爱我们自己，我们是最爱自己的，所以我们先要散播慈心给自己。
So may I be happy and safe according to Metta Sutta, right?
所以我们会愿我们自己幸福安稳。
Then, if we can really make that very well, then we better choose our respected person, respected person on our own self.
那如果呢，我们能够很好的散播慈心给自己呢，然后我们就可以开始散播慈心给我们尊重的人或是恭敬的对象。
So that means female meditators must choose female respected person. Male meditator must choose.
而且呢，我们要散播慈心给同性。比方说，如果是女性的话呢，她只可以散播慈心给同性，公性的同性。
To visualize the respected person's appearance or face, then wishing him or her to be happy and safe, we can also radiate. May he be happy and safe, or may she be happy and safe.
那开始呢，我们先一起对方的脸啊，然后呢，我们再祝愿散播慈心给他，愿他幸福安稳，愿他幸福安稳，这样子。
So when we radiate metta to ourselves, we cannot attain jhana. But when we radiate metta towards our respected person, we can attain jhana.
那如果我们散播慈心给自己呢，是不可能证得禅定的。但是如果我们散播慈心给一个恭敬的对象呢，我们可以达到禅定。
So we love ourselves too much, that's why we cannot attain jhana.
尊者说，因为呢，我们太爱自己了，所以我们没有办法证得禅定。
Then we can also continue meditating metta, maybe 2, 3, 4, 5, or 10 respected persons one after another.
我们也可以接上去呢，就散播慈心给两位到十位恭敬的对象。
If we can attain jhana, then we can also choose dear person. It was the same. Female meditator must choose female dear person like a mother, aunt, or friend. Male meditator must choose male dear person like father, grandfather, friend, or any.
那如果说呢，这样子休息的话，你可以证得禅定的话，那你可以开始散播慈心给你很亲爱的对象。那同样的，一定要是同性，比方说女禅修者呢，她可以散播慈心给你的对象，比方说自己的母亲或是很亲爱的朋友。那男的禅修者呢，他可以散播慈心给男的对象，比方说自己的父亲、自己的祖父、自己的朋友，就是很亲爱的男性朋友。
So as we have radiated metta towards our respected person, we can also do the same. Visualizing face or the body or any appearance, the wishing him or her to be happy and safe, that ready may he be.Happy and safe, or may she be happy and safe.
那就如我们刚才如何散播慈心给恭敬的对象， 同样的，我们也是以就是先一起，因为亲爱的亲爱的人的他的脸或是他的样子，然后呢，我们再散播慈心给他，愿他幸福安稳。
So can you ten the above?
那重复这样子做呢？你可以选十位亲爱的人，这样子散播慈心给他们。
Then we have amazed us that in different person. In different person means we are not friends. We just have seen on the way. We don't know their name. Just normal person. Is it the same? We have to choose. The independent person to our own sex, just do the leading matter.
然后呢，接下去呢，我们可以散播慈心给一个中性的人。中性的人就是比方说你在路上遇到的，你不认识的，你连他的名字都不知道的，他们是属于中性的人。那以同样的方法呢，而且他们一定要是同性的，那以同样的方法，你可以散播慈心给他。
所以叫做天还不在家吗？
那以这样的方式呢，你修的话，你也可以达到第三禅。
那 finally, our enemies, the most important, right?
那到最后呢，我们要选择我们讨厌的人或是我们的敌人。
Enemy means the one we dislike or the one who disturbs too much, problem maker. Then it should be the same. We have to choose the enemies or our own self. Then we can already make that toward them.
那最后一组呢，就是这个敌人呢，可能是我们不喜欢的人，或是他们常常捉弄我们，让我们起烦恼的人。那我们一样的，同样的，我们要选择是同性的，然后散播慈心给他。
Okay, now, I have to summarize, right? We ourselves, cannot think Jhana, regular person, at least 10% one of another, have to set Jhana in every single person.
那现在修者需要总结。那第一个呢，我们先散播慈心给自己。那散播慈心给自己是不能达到禅定的。那第二组人呢，是我们恭敬的人。那恭敬的人呢，我们要选十位，然后持续的就是一个一个散播慈心给他们，达到直到三禅，第三禅。
So ten the person, have to set jhana one to another, then ten different person, have to set jhana one to another, ten enemies, have to set jhana one to another.
然后亲爱的呢，也是十位，我们散播慈心，每一个这样子散播慈心给他们到三禅。还有中性的也是十位，散播慈心给他们到第三禅。还有敌人，全部呢也是十位，散播慈心给他们到三禅，全部都是要同性的。
So this is the basis. Then now we have to break down the barriers.
然后呢，这是基础的修法。接下来呢，我们要学习如何破除界限。
So when we are going to break down barriers, we ourselves, the other person.Then independent person and enemy 24.
那如果我们要破除界限呢，我们有四组人。第一组呢是自己，第二组呢是亲爱的人，第三组呢是中性的人，第四组是敌人。
So first we have to break down the barriers between ourselves and our dear person. If we have level kindness equally, no boundary between we ourselves and our dear beloved one, then we can break down the first step.
那首先呢，我们先要破除自己跟我们亲爱的人的那种界限。如果说呢，我们很爱自己，同样的，我们也是同样的爱我们亲爱的人呢，我们可以破除这个界限的话，这是我们的第一步。
Then again, we ourselves.Dear person and a different person. We have to break down barriers between these three.
然后呢，我们要就是要破除这个界限，就是自己亲爱的和中性人之间的这个界限。
That means we have to keep really limited between these three persons one after another, again and again, and we can break down barriers.
他的意思呢，就是我们要重复的散播慈心给这三组人，重复的交替的意思，就是一个一个这样子散播慈心给他们，知道我们能够破除戒心。
Finally, we ourselves, dear, indifferent, and our enemies.
然后呢，最后呢，我们要散播慈心给自己亲爱的、忠心的，还有敌人，一个接一个的这样子散播慈心。
Then when we have already practiced loving kindness meditation, then we will not hate anybody.
那如果呢，我们懂得修习这个慈心的话呢，我们不会憎恨任何人。
So, then we have already break down the barrier.
这就表示呢，我们已经破除了界限。
So this is the way to break down the barrier. But here, the Buddha didn't mention anything about breaking down barrier in this Metta Sutta.
那尊者刚刚教导呢，就是如何破除界限的方法。但是呢，在这词经里面呢，佛陀他没有讲到如何破除界限。
Then you may also have chanted many times like Sati, Sata, Sati, Pana, like that, right? So this.Metta also very powerful, but here when the Buddha is playing Metta Sutta, the Buddha has different anger of living beings, different group of living beings.
那尊者说呢，可能你们在诵慈心的时候有念过 Sati, Sata, Sati, Pana 等等。他说这个也是慈心的修法，而且是很有力量的。但是呢，在这部词经里面呢，佛陀他的讲法，他的教法呢，他是从另外一个角度来看待众生，不是他把他用另外一种方式来分类众生。
So now we've just started Metta Sutta, ready to Metta, right? The first stanza. Yekeji Pana Buddhati Tathawa Thawarawa Navasesa Thigavayiwa Mahanda.Majima, Rataka, Anukatula.
那现在呢，尊者要教导大家，就是在这部词经里面呢，佛陀如何教导我们散播慈心，在第六个偈颂。那这里的意思呢是，凡所有的有情分类，动摇的或不动的，毫无遗留，长的或大的，中的、短的、细的或粗的。
So here we have to start with.Buddha, so here they can see me, every Panami living beings, every living beings, or all living beings. Among all living beings, here Buddha also categorized one living being, Buddha. Okay?
Buddha.那尊者说，在这里这个耶稣基督的意思就是所有的众生。然后呢，佛陀他也有一个，他就有分类一个叫布达的。波达的众生，这一类众生。
So, then Buddha and Sangha, we see, we have two types of living beings.
在这里呢，这偈颂里面有讲到 Buddha 跟 Sangha, we see, 它是两个种类的众生。
Now, again, I should explain on this one, right? Buddha and Sangha, we see. And it will finish for us and today, Dhamma talk. Okay.
但尊者说呢，他现在他要解释这个菩萨跟三宝维系，他说他解释完这个就差不多今天的开始就完了。
Actually, if we say, sorry, Buddha and or 三宝维系, it depends on what kind of living beings or what kind of rebirth they have.
在这里呢，布达跟桑巴维西，其实它是我们是要看它是属于哪一类的有生命的众生，或是要看他们的他们是怎么样的投生。
So that means Buddha means having been born. That means outside mother's womb or after the egg maybe. For example, they are egg womb living beings, right? After the egg already.
Outside the egg.Already
born. The egg
Already break. Oh, yes. 那这里呢 Buddha 呢它的意思是 已经生了已生的。比方说他已经比方说他已经从那个蛋那边生出来了出来了。这个叫 Buddha.
Okay. Somebody say do be born. So you know you're born.
那 Sambhaviti 的意思呢是他还没有出生的。要出生的在寻求出生的。
Then we can also, okay, we can also categorize another way. That means they have been born, but they will never be reborn anymore. Arahat. This is also called Buddha.
那我们也可以以另外一种方式来分类。如果是 Buddha 的话呢，它就是属于那种不会再投生的，比方说阿罗汉，他已经不会再投生的。
So they will never be reborn. That is, they will be reborn. That kind of living being, is such an Arahat?Or other living beings will be Sambhaviti.
那 Sambhaviti 呢，就是他们会再投生，就是除了阿罗汉，其他的众生会再投生的，他们是属于这个 Sambhaviti。
Then we also have spontaneous born living beings, Padma Deva. They are born spontaneously. They don't need to grow up slowly, right?
那我们还有一种众生呢，他们是化身的，比方说天人，天人他们是化身的。
It depends on the mind moment. So the past mind moment can be considered as Sambhaviti, the newly born. Second mind moment will be Buddha.
那这个呢是要看他的这个心识刹那。如果他是第一个心识刹那的话呢，他就是。Sambhaviti. 如果他是第二个心识刹那的话呢，他就是不到。
So, okay, we also have to analyze another way. Here, if we say Buddha, okay, what about Pana? Pana, Pana means breathing. That means all the breathing living beings are called Pana.
那这里呢还有一个我们叫做 Pana Pana 就是所有有呼吸的众生呢我们就叫做 Pana
So when we really make up Sabbe Sabda Sabbe Pana right? Pana here Pana means all the breathing beings
Pana 呢我们有上播之前我们有念 Sabbe Sabda Sabbe Pana Sabbe Pana 的意思就是一切有呼吸的众生
SoWe also have Sabbe Buddha.、Right? So here Buddha means those who have to be reborn according to their karma and kilesa. These are called Buddha.
那我们还有 Sabbe Buddha. Sabbe Buddha 呢是、就是所有会再投生的众生他们会根据着他们的业而投生的我们叫做 Sabbe、叫做 Buddha, Buddha.
So here in this Metta Sutta, Buddha also can be Arhat, right? Anyway, so when we are going to really Metta, it should be simple. Buddha means who has been born already. Sambhaviti means who will be reborn in the future. Okay?
那尊者说呢，在这部词经里面也有讲到 Buddha。那这我们很简单的来就是跟他分类，就是 Buddha 的意思呢，就是他已经生了，已经投生了。那三八维系呢，就是他会投生，不过还没有投生。
So we can really meta towards Buddha and San Vici. So here, if I use English word, we communicate it in Pali word, right? May Buddha be, as we said before, happy and safe. May San Vici be happy and safe.
那根据这部经呢，就是我们可以散播此心给布达还有三八维系。那尊者说，如果他用英文字来讲布达和三八维系，他会很复杂，所以他直接用巴利，就是说愿布达，愿布达幸福安稳，或者愿三八维系幸福安稳这样子。
So in our previous stanza of the mission, Sabba Sada Bhavantu Sukhi Sada.Here, Sukhi Dada means happy again. So if we just ready Metta, may the Buddha be happy, or may Sambhaviti be happy, is also ready Metta.
那刚才尊者也有讲过 Sabbe Sada Sukhi Dada, 他的那个苏吉达达的意思呢，就是愿不打，愿众生快乐，或者愿三宝一起快乐这样子。
So, okay, now this is the first part of religion metta. Today is the last day, right? The last tamasho for Sam. Yeah, Sam. Next, today also tamasho, right?
Yes,
no, this is me. Tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow is tamasho, right?
Yeah, tomorrow, 2 hours, and
Tuesday,
2 more hours.
Okay, so 2 more hours, so 4 more hours, right?
Okay.
I hope I can finish metta today. Okay. So, may you all be able to practice metta, and based on metta, may you all be able to practice vipassana, and at the end of vipassana knowledge, may you all be able to realize the end of suffering, nirvana. Okay, now question and answer. Okay, so now nearly 4:30, right? How many minutes will be? 20 minutes, half an hour? Okay, for 20 minutes, okay. The microphone.
I know I have to relate to
okay.
I know I have to relate to
meta
to everybody, including the one that you study me. Because the slender that mountain is lonely, but I find it difficult to do so because it gives me so much hard time. I think they don't deserve the effort and
okay. You cannot hear, right?
I cannot hear.
Okay, so that means there are some enemies, too much disturbance, it also causes hard time in the life. So we can already admit that to Adam. How should we do? This is the question, right?
那这个说呢，他的问题是，比方说有一些敌人，在我们的生命里面呢，他们造成我们有很多苦，我们造成我们很多干扰。那我们很难散播慈心给他们，那怎么办呢？
So now I have steps. We cannot start radiating metta to our enemies. We must start radiating metta to ourselves. Step by step. Right? Don't be in a hurry. If you can do step by step, you can be successful. If you are in a hurry, don't jump the enemy too much. Okay? So you cannot be successful. Okay.
那尊者说呢，他刚才已经解释了，当我们要散播慈心的时候呢，我们不可以直接散播慈心给敌人。首先呢，我们要先散播慈心给自己，我们要一步一步的，慢慢的，不可以急。如果说我们还没有能够散播慈心给自己，我们就跳去散播慈心给敌人的话，那是太急了。我们要一步一步来做。
Okay, then any other way?
When we choose the person, it has to be the same sex. What if we want to send that
out
to our wife or husband?
Can you hear the question?
No,
okay. Honey. Why do we have to choose same sex? Why we cannot really make that to our husband or wife?
那他的问题呢是为什么我们一定要同性？为什么我们不可以选择异性，比方散播慈心给我们的先生和太太
？Okay, so here we have to say two of the similar things: love and loving kindness. things do are very similar, but totally different. Okay? Sometimes love can change lust. Okay.
那尊者说呢，这里呢，他要解释两样，一个就是爱，一个就是慈心。那他们爱跟慈心呢，其实他们看起来是很相似，可是呢，他们有不同。那爱呢，它本质是一种贪欲来的。
So if we say like so similar, if we say easier way, that means sometimes if we really meta to us, in the very beginning we have meta to us, all these things. But later, it will change to attachment. Lust or love. That's why we don't choose all these things. But when we're going to really meta to us, all these things, it should be in group, not individual. Okay?
Okay. 这个时候呢，有时候呢，比方说我们散播慈心给异性的话，那刚开始的时候他可以是慈心，可是呢，慢慢的他可能会变成是爱或是贪欲，变成是执着，所以呢，我们不可以散播慈心给异性。那如果说要散播慈心给异性呢，我们一定要选择散播慈心给一组异性，而不是单一一个异性。
Okay. Okay, so this is too close to you also. Okay? So not love, but also can attachment. Anyway, so that means if we are going to really meta to our opposite sex, it should be in group. For example, your husband, your parents, your son, your nephew, for example, right? All should be in group. Not one by one, in group, temporary meta. It will be easier.
那他的问题，比方说是散播慈心给儿子或是女儿的话，那尊者说呢，孩子呢也是太过冲劲了。那当你散播慈心的话，可能你会升起执着。所以只要他是异性的话，你就要散播慈心给一组人，比方说你的先生、你的父亲、你的儿子、你的侄儿。这样子一组人这样子散播慈心给他们，而不是单一的一位。
OK then. Any other question?
Okay. I would like to ask for someone to practice metta bhavana, metta meditation. Does that require that person already attain jhana? For a beginner, they actually still try to actually practice metta bhavana, and they are able to achieve attain jhana, or they should have some requirement first.
Okay. So, can you hear the question?
Not all, but they.
Okay. No. Okay. Now I will say again, right? Briefly. So, if one wants to practice metta meditation, is there any other requirements? But he must attain jhana, then really metta, or without attaining any jhana, he can really go to metta, attain jhana. Okay.
你看的问题是，如果一个人他想要修习这个慈心禅的话，他有没有任何的就是条件？比方说，一个人他是不是需要先有禅定，然后他才学习这个慈心禅？还是呢，他没有禅定，但是他可以修这个慈心禅，然后呢，才然后证得禅定。
Okay, now, without attaining any jhana also, we can start practicing metta. So, by practicing metta in the very beginning also, we can also attain jhana. Okay.
那尊者说呢，不需要有禅定，就是一个人他可以一开始就学习三波慈心，学习这个慈心禅。那当他修习这个慈心禅的话呢，他也能够证得禅定。
So if we have attained jhana, what are our meditation methods? Then it will be easier for us to practice metta, to practice, to achieve metta jhana.
那尊者说呢，但是如果一个人他已经有以其他的业处呢，他已经有禅定的话呢，那他来修这个慈心禅的话呢，就会比较容易，他也比较容易成就慈心的禅定。
Okay. For example, after successfully practicing Paikasina, Laikasina, or Payakasina, if we could use Paikasina Metta Jhana, it would be special.
比方说呢，一二禅修者呢，他已经有白片、光片或是火片禅定化，然后他再接上去，他修这个紫心禅的话，他就会很快的证得禅定，他会成功的修了这个紫心禅。Okay,
so is there any other question?
And they can I ask one question?
Okay.
Because in the beginning of this talk, Vane talked about when a person practices metta, they also do have this khanti.
Yeah, khanti.
So what's the meaning?
What is the meaning?
Yeah, why?
Oh, why?
That means when a person practices metta, they also need to have khanti. Right, if they do not have a khanti, then they cannot be successful in the metta.
Actually, not only in metta, in any meditation metta, we need khanti. Okay?
Yes.
You better find it in the Chinese first.
I forgot. 就是在他讲这部持经的开始的时候呢，他有讲到，如果一个人他要修习，他要修习这个持经的话呢，他必须要有这个忍辱这个堪比的方堪比的数字。那如果没有的话呢，他的持经是不能够成功的。那我问尊者为什么？
Okay, for example, like anapanasati, okay, that alone, metta is very far, right? Mostly we practice anapanasati, right? Even anapanasati. If we are impatient with our body, we cannot improve. If we are impatient with our environment, we cannot improve. That's an kind of really necessary in any meditation method.
Yes. Okay. 那真的说呢，他不只是修持心需要这个忍辱这个禅定。 就算我们所修其他的业处呢，我们也需要有这个忍辱，比方出处，比方说我们在修这个入处行念的话呢，如果说我们对我们的身体、对我们的环境，我们不能够耐心、不能忍辱的话呢，那我们也不能够成就这个入处行念。
In Sila also, we must have kandi. That's why we say kandi samara. The strength find kandi.
Trained by Kandi. So
in Sila, we use Kandi Sara, referred by Kandi, but in meditation, we have Kama Padibara, patiently practice.
Okay. 那同样的呢，在禅修呢，我们也是要有耐心的禅修。
Okay, man.
So the first one, does that apply to like level Arya, or are they like apply to individual people, or
other apply to beings? Okay. So these drugs can be anybody. It depends on their revised thinking consciousness. Okay? That means if they are past karma, go to this life, it means the karma also. If the karma is the three roots, means when they accumulate hosandis, then their hosandis were associated with knowledge or wisdom. Panya. When that karma produces life, we become sihiduka automatically. Nowhere or ordinary people, we can be sihiduka. So that means if when we are doing accumulation hosandis, knowledge associated. No, without wisdom, without panya, we have done or we have accumulated, when that karma produces this life, we become Duhi Dukkha, two rulers. Okay?
And then what is the question?
And the question is, okay, now, there are three persons, Duhi Dukkha, Duhi Dukkha, Ekahi Dukkha, right? Three rules, two rules, one rule, right? So, three rules means only Nova person or Ekini, ordinary person. Okay, this is the question.
So the answer is that it can be noble and ordinary person.
Yeah.
Or 他的问题是有三种人，一种是三阴身，一种是二阴身，还有一种是无阴。那他的问题是三阴身是包括圣者和一凡人吗？一般人吗？那圣者的答案是三阴身是包括圣者还有普通人。这个是依照他们的，就是他们投生的时候他们的劫生，劫生心。就是当一个人他们在过去造业的时候，如果说他们造善业的时候，他们是有跟事相应的话呢，在他们投生的话，投生的时候，如果这个业造成他们这一生的劫生的话，他们这一生劫生就会是三阴身的众生。但是呢，如果在过去是他们造业的时候，他是跟事不相应的话呢，那这一生这个业成所让他们投生的话，那么这一生就会投生为二阴身的众生。Andy, can I ask a question?
Okay.
That means when a person when they accumulating their karma、mm-hmm. at the time, how can they make it that is wisdom associated?、
Mm-hmm.
How can they when they are making this karma?、Mm-hmm. How can they get a wisdom associated karma?
Okay. Now you better.
Okay, 我的问题是当一个人他们在造善业的时候，他们如何让他的这个业呢是有事相应的？
Okay, now that means here if we say knowledge, then you understand beneficial or unbeneficial. So if we just offer for the beneficial receiver, it's knowledge or say
Beneficial for the receiver is knowledge. Okay. 他尊者的解释说，当我们在造善业的时候呢，我们应该要明白，就是这个是有意或是无意的。尤其是呢，当我们做布施，那个接受者的，我们要考虑到这个接受者的他的利益。
This is easiest way, right? Now we can also understand another way. If we understand karma ownership.This karma will produce good results. For example, understanding like this, if we offer, it also can be considered as associated with knowledge.
那第一个方式呢是最容易的。另外一个方式是我们要懂得我们是业的主人。比方说，当我们造一个善业的时候，我们知道我们造这个善业呢，它会给我们善的果报。那这一个业呢，它就是跟智相应的，跟智慧相应的。
So that means after learning very long time, we won't be we can very skillful how to offer properly, for example. According to Vinaya, how to offer, or maybe according to Sutta, in Sutta, the Buddha explained many, many ways to be more beneficial than us. So if we follow all the instructions, shortly to become safe, we will become not associated.
那尊者说呢，当我们已经学习了一段很长的时间，我们变得很善巧，我们懂得如何造善业，比如说我们懂得如何做布施。那在这些方法呢，其实在戒里面或是在很多经藏里面呢，佛陀都有教导我们的，说当我们在这些经藏里面我们学习，我们可以学习到如何更有效率，能够做更好更有利益的布施。那这一种布施呢，它的业是会跟智相应的。
For example, the akapiya dana, then unalloyable dana, then kapiya dana, alloyable dana. That means, for example, you may offer money with unalloyable dana, right? So if you offer rubber sticks, it becomes alloyable dana.
Okay. 那顺着给一个例子，是说，比方。有两种，一种就是如法的供养，一种是不如法的供养。比方说你要供养自己给出掉众，你说我供养钱，你供养钱的话它就变成不如法的供养。但是如果你说我供养如法自己的话呢，它就变成如法的供养。
So, sometimes there are some foreign, especially foreign people, they also ask me a little complicated question, or tricky question maybe. For example,Devotee may offer along the rupasi to Kapiya, right? Then they also ask, can they? The rupasi belong to Kapiya or belong to us or belong to Dona?
那尊者说呢，有时候呢，一些外国比丘呢，他们会问 争的一些很复杂或是很狡猾的问题。他们会比方说有布施者呢，他们供养如法秩序，然后他们把那个秩序交给信人，那这比丘他就会问班底啊，那个秩序呢是属于我的，属于信人的，还是属于我的，还是属于布施者的？
So since we cannot ask many, because my devotee will pass longer than this to Mangkadiya. I cannot ask, please give me that money, right? I cannot ask, it does not belong to me.
因为呢，比丘们呢，他们是不可以跟信人讨钱的。比方说，好像布施者呢，他们会布施供养这个如法秩序给尊者，然后他会把这个秩序呢交给信人。那尊者呢，他是不可以去跟大家说把我的秩序给我，他是不可以这样子要求的。
So, Dona also had already offered, then. It does not belong to Donasha.
那同样的，在布施者的那一面呢，他因为他已经做了这个供养，所以当他做完这个供养，他其实是完全舍掉，或是他已经布施出去这个秩序，所以他也不属于这个布施者的。
So Gabriel is always just project.
那信人的话呢，他也只是一个保护者而已。
So it does not belong to anybody, right?
所以呢，那个秩序就不属于任何人。
Right? So Dona has already offered. Then Bhikkhu cannot request money. He can ask only rupee. Then Kapi also cannot use the one. He just got checked. So when we ask this kind of question, it's not very important. So maybe you can ask rupee from Kapi. This is good enough. It's not really very important. Right? Not very important. Don't, it belongs to Dona or Kapiya or us. Not really very important. At least we can ask when we need something. That's enough.
那尊者说呢，在这个状况呢，就是说那个布施者他已经布施了，那比丘呢，他又不可以要求钱，他只可以要求如法秩序。那净人呢，他的工作呢，就是保护这个秩序而已。那就是说，在这种状况呢，不需要问这样子的问题。他说，其实是不重要的，重要的是比丘，其实比丘可以向他的近人要求这个如法秩序。如果他有任何需要的话，他可以跟他的近人讲，就是这样。所以呢，问不问这个问题呢，是不重要的。
OK 呢 ，I think it should be right. Now just sharing more, right? So is there any other announcement here?No? Okay, so I think do share happened to his mother, right?
Yeah.
Okay, his mother. So we have to do as we are sharing in the Trinabada. We have to start with Idami Narina Hodu, right? Okay. So repeat after me. Idami Narina Hodu.
Idami Narina Hodu.
Sukhita Vandunya Deyo
Sukhita Vandunya Deyo
Idame Nyatinam Hotu
Idame Nyatinam Hotu
Sukhita Vandunya Deyo
Sukhita Vandunya Deyo
Idame Nyatinam Hotu
Idame Nyatinam Hotu
Sukhita Vandunya Deyo
Sukhita Vandunya Deyo
Imina Bunya Kamina
Imina Bunya Kamina
Ame Bala Samagamo
Ame Bala Samagamo
Satan samagamo hotu
Satan samagamo hotu
Yavanibana patiya
Yavanibana patiya
Idame punyam
Idame punyam
Asavakaya
Asavakaya
Vaham hotu
Vaham hotu
Idame punyam
Idame punyam
Nibanasa
Nibanasa
Pateyo
Pateyo
Hotu
Hotu
Mama punya bhagam
Mama punya bhagam
SabasatanBadini,
Badini,
Sesabe,
Sesabe,
Sesamang,
Sesamang,
Punyabagang,
Punyabagang,
Badandu,
Badandu,
Sadu, Sadu, Sadu.
Sorry.